Julian, what's the coolest game you've played in where you've had dehydration and cramping issues? Like Gronk, we were told, had yesterday. Here, move that a little bit closer to your face there.
I'd say probably one of the times in Miami. It usually gets pretty hot there if you play a December game over there and you're used to the cold throughout the whole month of that. You're playing in Foxborough and then you go to Miami and it's just 88 degrees and you know you're not used to it. So I'd say Miami.
I was assuming this was a red herring Bill was throwing out there just to get Denver off its pins already in advance of the week coming up.
You would never do that.
Gronk might not play, so we're not going to come up with any game plan whatsoever to defend
him. It's taken us 7 days to get him hydrated.
Who knows? He ran a lot, so he probably was dehydrated.
Is this the offense? It finally seems to feel like the offense is starting to take shape. A lot of different personnel groupings, a lot of different situational packages for the offense that we used to see in the past when the team has been so successful. I mean, is that what you've seen so far?
Yeah, I mean, you're getting production out of a lot of guys. Joe came up again and had a big game. Timmy comes in and has his touchdown. Gronk. Shane having some big plays. The more you have a lot more guys doing things, I mean, we're building up for, the back stretch.
You also LaFell, too. I mean, we always talk about wide receivers coming in, and it's so hard, guys fit in. And the first few weeks, that was a question. I think week one was like 0-for-6 as far as targets went. And all of a sudden now, he looks like those two guys are locked in.
Yeah, I mean, he's playing lights out. He's making plays and scoring touchdowns, and it's great for the offense.
Are you finding yourself getting doubled, or the defense is trying to take you away, thus leaving more of an opportunity for LaFell to get open maybe than what we saw earlier in the year?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I think it's more of just, one week it's this guy and next week it's that guy, and, hopefully, it comes back.
Yeah, because that seems to be – when I played, that's what it was. You never really knew – when you got that playbook on a Wednesday, how involved you were going to be in the offense based on the defense or the team you were playing. But for you, it seemed pretty consistently. We need Julian Edelman no matter what. Is that still going to be the case? Because I feel like there were some personnel groupings where you weren't on as you weren't on the field as much as you were in the previous weeks.
We'll see. I mean, the offense has been doing well, and you don't want to do anything differently to disrupt that. So. I'm sure I'll be getting, targets my way or something like that. It's the flows of the game, and, you're going to be hot sometimes, and sometimes you're going to be playing a different role. And, as long as the team's winning, that's all it's about.
Yes. I think this is a big Julian Edelman week. I think the Denver Broncos, everybody else playing well, Julian Edelman in the slot, making big plays, return routes, double moves. I think you're gonna have a big week. So I'm just gonna throw
Josh
it out there.
He's gonna start you in fantasy football.
Yes, I am gonna start. Yes, I'm benching everybody else.
Fantasy.
Did you hear about the fantasy football fight? The two guys who fought in the field for fantasy football bragging rights, or rules dispute.
Rules. Yes. Yeah.
No,
they said a brawl.
That?
Yeah.
Where?
You never
in
heard
a,
of
in a park?
In a park?
In a random
no, it was
park.
Like, it was legit brawl too.
Yes.
It was like knuckles.
Bare knuckle. Listen, let's do this. I mean, circling each other, which seemed like forever, and finally somebody made a move.
Well, yeah, you got to understand. You could probably do that over like the FIFA, right? I mean, if there was like a controversy
in
scoring,
you're going to fight 15-year-olds over FIFA
players,
soccer.
How do soccer players fight?
You'd probably come out throwing.
it's funny because my brother was telling me he was at his fantasy football draft and some guy drafted me and he literally almost got in a fight with the guy because it's my brother. You're not supposed to do that.
So wait,
then he's over here trying to get me to send him some gloves so he could trade, for me for some gloves.
Oh, so
the guy's like, I'll take Peyton Manning
plus,
for your brother. Yeah. How's that? We'll just make
and
nice
some
little
gloves
trade.
And some socks.
Wait a minute, now I'm confused though. So what are the rules of the road then? So how many rounds was your brother supposed to pass on you?
That's what I said.
That's the question.
That's what I said. I said, what are we doing here? I mean, he goes, I had you at a sixth grade draft. You had a six round draft.
What?
Sixth round grade. I'm like,
he's trying to find value.
Jeez, yeah.
What are we doing?
Now you guys obviously, all the hype is going to be unbelievable all week long, right? It was almost like you guys, your offense and Tom kind of sent a message to Peyton that we can do it too. And all the hype, does it get old? I mean, is this, you realize you're in the moment of Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, two of the best to ever play the game, and you're right there in the middle of it.
You know, I've played in a few of these now, so you're kind of used to it.
Is it a different week?
It's a different week because it's a new week, and you know it's a conference opponent. There's some meaning behind this game because you know the winner can put themselves a foot forward in standings. So, I mean, it's Denver. They're a good team. They've you know obviously been on TV a bunch. You know, you got Peyton Manning, but I don't necessarily play against Peyton Manning. I play against you know the defense. Well, and
will you talk more trash than Aqib Talib?
Because yeah, I mean, that's the match.
The man
we're
can talk,
for.
And I've seen a few things out of your mouth at times too.
It's gonna be fun because I loved Talib when he was here. You know, we got along real well, and I thought he was a great teammate, and I enjoyed playing with him. So it's gonna be fun, and I also know T.J. Ward a little bit, and you know we train in the off season together, and you know it'll be fun to go out there and play against you know premier competition.
Did you watch Talib against San Diego a couple nights ago? Pretty good game.
Yeah, I saw him. He had a couple you know pass breakdowns, right? Mm-hmm. Or pass breakups, yep. And you know that's just Talib. He's a really good player, and he's a very instinctive player, and he's got athletic ability, and you know it's going to be fun to go against him.
Have you watched film yet on these guys defensively? Because they look different than even like a year ago. They've added some pieces.
No, they added T.J. Ward. They added you know Talib Aqib. You know. So, I mean, you've watched a lot of them because they've been on TV, and, you know, we'll be watching a lot of them this week.
Julian Edelman with us here on 93.7 WEI. It's our Patriots Monday from Gillette Stadium. So earlier today, Tom Brady does his phone interview on our morning show on Dennis and Callahan, and he was asked about you because you had, I think, two drops yesterday. And I think the previous week you had been on with us and said, look, I can't drop any balls because if I do, then what if Tom doesn't come back to me? And, you know, and you wanted to make sure you didn't rattle your confidence in your quarterback, so to speak. So Brady was asked directly about that, and we wanted to play the clip for you for what he said.
Julian Edelman came on this radio station and was lamenting his two drops, and he said, I have to clean that up. Well, he had two drops yesterday. Any chance you're losing faith in Julian Edelman?
No, never. He's an incredible player and friend, and nobody works harder than Jules. So I think he's tough on himself. Mm-hmm. He's his toughest critic, and he's one of the most competitive players I've ever played with. So you know, he wants to contribute so badly and be a part of everything that we're doing, and he wants the ball on every play, which I really love that about him. It's just, you know, other guys have had some opportunity, and you know he hasn't gotten as many looks as he's, you know, as I need to get him. You know, I'm definitely going to, you know, get him more and get him into the flow of the offense so that he can be the great player that he is.
See, I heard this, and I was like, you're going to have a big week this week.
Because the great irony is Manning said the same thing about Welker after the game on Thursday night.
You know, I think it's like it's a white guy thing going right now.
Oh, you're not. But you are black enough to play in the NFL. That's the thing.
Like Russell Wilson, right? Yeah.
Wait, so how close do you have to be to call you Jules? I mean, can we call you Jules?
Yeah.
And is that okay for we've kind of are we in the nest now? We can call you Jules?
I don't care. You guys come with
it. All right. Well, I mean, we want to call you what you're comfortable Jules. With. So that means no.
So when he said like
comfortable now.
He always wants the ball. Does that mean like, are you the guy that comes in? I was open. Come on, man, throw me the ball. When he says something like that?
No, more after the game.
I was open, man.
Have you ever not been open when he asks you, hey, Julian, are you open? Have you ever said no?
I mean, it's a psychological battle. If you tell him no, then he's going to say, you know, oh, well, maybe he wasn't open on that play. Then he'll look for you the next time. So you're always open.
Always open, always available. Always could have done a better job than
always.
All right, last thing, LaFell. Is it just a matter of comfort? We look at Gronk, for instance, and he's blossoming because it looks like he's getting healthy. LaFell, is it just a matter of comfort, or is he coming out of the last few weeks feeling better after each game, stronger, faster? What is it?
I mean, it has to be the comfort level. You know, he's making plays. He's taking advantage of opportunities, and he's doing well with it. He comes in every week, and he works hard. And, you know, he's a good receiver to have on the team, and, you know, he's a great teammate. So, you know, it's good to see that kind of stuff go to guys that are working hard.
Staying out of foul trouble with those moving picks, too. That helps.
Well, no, just don't run the pick plays anymore.
No, go up and catch everything.
Thanks for coming in, man. Good seeing you
again. I got 10 for 110. 10 for 110.
Whoa!
All your fantasy
sounds like
players,
a DraftKings
10
play.
For 110.
All right.
Thanks a lot,
and a
Julian.
Touchdown. I'll throw a touchdown. You know, give yourself two. Go and take two touchdowns, Julian.
It's like a cookie jar. Jules. Right now.
You want another one? Go get another one.